The voice of the sound, radio phone broadcasting station of the Atlanta Journal, Atlanta, Georgia, announcing Ed and Grace McConnell, everyday Georgia folks in one of their homemade cities, tote your load.
Yes, sir, folks, here we go. Don't you know? Here, Georgia Bone.
W.O.S. Shepherd, Sun City, Missouri. The King of the Ivories will play his famous interpretation of 3 o'clock in the morning.
WLS Chicago, the Sears Robot Station, broadcasting from our Center Theater studio. We are presenting Art Kahn and his Columbia Recording Orchestra in Lucky, Kentucky. All aboard for Kentucky on the Unlimited Train. Let's go, Art.
WLS Chicago, the Sears Robot Station. The WLS showboat, the floating palace of wonder, with its merry crew on board, starting out from the home dock at the foot of Park Street on another of its cruises anywhere and everywhere, wherever you say. First mate.
Aye, aye, Captain Stafford, sir.
Have we got enough steam to start out with?
I'll find out, sir. Second mate.
Aye.
How's our steam? We want to get underway.
Let's say, give it hot steam.
All right, first mate. Plenty of steam, Captain. We got 16 and a half pounds, sir.
16 and a half? Well, that's fine, first mate. All right, get the gangplank in. We got to get underway here.
Aye, aye, sir. Second mate, still out the gangplank.
That's fine, boys. Up away! Hold on.
Here we go up the Chicago River, heading out into Lake Michigan on the WLS showboat, the floating palace of wonder, with first mate Ralph Waldo Emerson at the pilot house, the old steamboat Calliope, second mate Tom Corwin, and the four legionnaires on the top deck. So here comes the showboat, everybody. Here comes the WLS showboat.
Here comes the showboat. Here comes the showboat. Pop, 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 and
the WLS showboat, the floating palace of wonder, first mate.
Aye, aye, sir.
Say, those waves are sure high tonight. What's wrong with them?
Yes, Captain, sir. We've had a lot of trouble with the waves lately, sir.
Yeah, well, what's the matter, first mate?
Well, one side is higher than the other, and we're going to have to trim one side down.
Going to have to trim them, huh?
Either that or get a permanent wave.
Permanent wave? And say, look at here. Here we're going swish-washing around sideways in this showboat tonight.
Well, that's that old paddle wheel again.
I thought I told you to fix the paddle wheel. What's wrong with it?
Well, I'll tell you how it is, Captain, sir. You see, the second mate left his laundry hanging on it yesterday morning, sir.
That's what all that red stuff was hanging up there on the paddle.
Yes, winner.
Sure. Well, head over to larboard, first mate.
Over to aft, sir.
No, over to starboard.
Oh, you mean the lard barrel, sir.
Sure, all right, the lard barrel, first mate.
Aye, aye, sir.
And let's have a tune. We're going into the old Illinois River. Tune for all the folks in Illinois. Here we are at St. Louis, first mate.
St. Louis,
sure. Sure
enough.
Who's that over there on shore?
Why, that's Rip Van Winkle.
No, that's Jack and Gene.
Sure enough.
Can we pick them up?
Let's do it, sir.
Throw out the gangplank.
Hey!
WLS, the Sears Roebuck Station, Chicago. The WLS showboat, the floating palace of wonder. First mate.
Aye, aye, sir.
Jack and Gene on board?
I don't know, sir.
We'll find out.
Jack and Gene.
Yes.
They're on board.
All right, get in the gangplank. We're heading for New Orleans.
All in the gangplank, second mate. The gangplank in, sir.
All right, here we go. On our way to New Orleans on the WLS showboat, the floating palace of wonder. And Jack and Jean, have a good time at St. Louis?
Sure did, Harold.
Fine.
That's
I just
good.
Left my girl. You know what she told me?
No, what? I'm saving Saturday night for you, sweet little you. Nobody else will do. No matter how many others hang around, even my sisters and brothers I turn down. I like my Saturday night with you, dee-da-doo, because I know you like it too. And if you want more than one day, I'll not be busy Sunday, but I'm saving Saturday night for you, nobody but you.
Jack and Jean on the WLS showboat, the floating palace of wonders. And first mate.
Aye, sir.
Hand me those binoculars.
You mean binoculars?
No, I say the binoculars. Well, look it over there, first mate. I see a whale.
Why, that's a catfish.
Well, I guess I know a whale. You take a look for yourself.
Hey,
what's
that's
wrong?
That same old speck has been there in there 2 or 3 years.
Well, you clean it off, first mate.
Can't get to it.
Well, look at here. We're down on the Suwannee River already.
Sure enough.
Better have a song for all the folks down south, hadn't we?
Good idea, sir.
We'll get the four legionnaires up on the top deck.
Four legionnaires?
Aye, aye, sir.
You take care of
them. All right, first mate. And now, four legionnaires, have a song for all the folks way down south.
Where the sun is always shining,
down south,
to be there my heart is pining. Where the birds are singing all the time,
down home,
far below the Mason-Dixon line,
down south,
where the fields are white with cotton,
down south,
when you're gone you're not forgotten.
Legionnaires on the WLS showboat. The first mate, look at her.
Aye.
Radiogram.
What did it say?
Why, it says Bradley Kincaid, the mountain boy, is waiting at New Orleans with his hound dog guitar.
Well, say, that's lucky. We're right across from New Orleans now.
Well, let's shoot right over there now.
Whoop, there we are now.
We sure made a quick trick. Throw out the gangplank, first mate.
Aye, sir. Throw out the gangplank, second mate.
All right.
The gangplank's out.
All right, first mate. WLS Chicago, the Sears Roebuck Station. The WLS showboat, the floating palace of wonder. First mate.
Aye, sir.
Bradley Kincaid, the mountain boy with his hound dog guitar, get on deck.
He's on deck, sir.
All right, let's get in the gangplank and head out of the old New Orleans dock here. Hurry it up.
Aye, sir. Second mate, Tom Coughlin.
Aye, aye.
Pull in the gangplank.
Pull in the gangplank, boys. Let's go.
The WLS showboat, the floating palace of wonder, with first mate Ralph Waldo Emerson, the old steamboat Calliope, heading out into the Gulf of Mexico for New York City. First mate.
Aye, aye, sir.
How'd those dogs get on board?
I don't know, sir.
We've never had dogs on the showboat before.
Oh, yes, we have, sir.
No, we haven't?
Hot dogs, sir.
Bradley Kincaid.
Aye, aye, sir.
You know, you've got to work your way on the showboat. Let's have a song while we're sailing along.
I've got a cattle in the Starwood Mountains for the young diddly day. He won't come and I won't call her for the young diddly day. I've got a gal in the Starwood Mountains for the young diddly day. He won't come and I won't call her for the young diddly day. Roosters crowing in the Starwood Mountains for the young diddly day. So many pretty girls I can't count them for the young diddly day.
Bradley Kincaid, the mountain boy with his hound dog guitar on the WLS showboat. Why, what's the matter, first mate? You look kind of sober or sad. What's wrong?
I just think that old flicker you gave me 20 years ago.
Has it been 20 years, first mate?
It's been 20 years. You know, those were the good old days.
They certainly were. It was a good old day, and you kept that old flicker a long time.
Well, I used to call you Harold.
Yes, sir, and I called you Ralph. You know, there was no formality then, was there?
Oh, there wasn't any of that.
Remember, we only had 10 cents to eat on for a couple of days?
That's right.
Went into a restaurant and
Bought a cup of coffee and a couple of donuts.
Sure enough, I remember.
You took one donut and I took the other one and we dunked them in the same cup of coffee?
Yeah, and I lost mine.
Well, first mate, it's certainly awful nice of you to hang on that old slicker all these years.
I'm going to give it back to you, Captain.
Give it back?
I want you to fill it up.
Fill it up? What do you mean?
Well, I want you to fill up the same old holes that was in it when you gave it to me 20 years ago.
First mate.
Aye, aye, sir.
Get the second mate up in the crow's nest and get him on the lookout. Hurry it up.
Aye, aye, sir. Second mate.
Aye.
Up in the crow's nest.
All right. Come on, boys. Come on, boys. Come on, boys. Come on, boys. Come on, boys.
Seems like he sighted the provision boat, Captain.
Provision boat, that's fine. Now we can get on to New York. Let's hurry it up and get over there.
Aye, aye, sir.
WLS Showboat, the floating palace of wonders. The WLS Showboat, the floating palace of wonders. First mate.
Aye, aye, sir.
Certainly had a nice bunch of grub off that ship, didn't we?
I didn't think much of it.
Why, there was 50 boxes of provisions there.
Why, there was 50 boxes of bacon, but no beans.
That's too bad. WLS Showboat, the floating palace of wonders, with First Mate Ralph Waldo Emerson at the old steamboat Calliope.
Captain, sir.
What's the matter, First Mate?
The second mate reports that there's an airplane above, sir.
Hand me the binoculars. I'll take a look.
You mean the binoculars?
Why, sure enough, it's a seaplane, First Mate.
Yeah, it's going right overhead.
Yes, sir. Well, look at that, they're going down the... They're down in the water.
Right in the water.
Hurry up, First Mate.
Aye, sir. Throw out everything and haul in everybody.
Well, get him out of there. Go. Throw out the liner. Get him out of there, man. Did we save them all, First Mate?
I think so, sir.
Who was it, First Mate?
Why, it was the Maple City Four.
Are they all here?
Sure, they come out to meet us, and Fritz made a bad splash.
Well, that's too bad. Are you sure they're all on the top deck?
Maple City Four.
Aye, aye, sir.
We're sure glad we saved you, boys, but you know you have to work your way when you're riding along on the showboat. Let's have a little song. Come on.
Hello, hello, hello. We're the Maple City Four. We're glad to cruise in harmony. We hope that you're as happy as we. Hello, hello, hello. There is one thing you all know, and as you can guess, we're from WLS. Hello, everybody, hello.
Maple City 4 on the top deck of the WLS Showboat, the floating palace of wonders. First mate.
Aye, aye, sir.
I thought you were going to get a haircut in New Orleans.
I tried to, sir.
What's wrong?
I went into the barber shop, and I asked the barber if he wasn't the last one to get me a haircut. And he said no, because he'd only been there 2 years.
Well, here we are in New York Harbor. Let's have a little east side, west side, shall we?
Aye, aye, sir.
First mate. All ready to dock. Get the gangplank ready and get it out.
Aye, aye, sir. Second mate, throw out the gangplank. The gangplank's out, sir.
All right, first mate. And now before we go ashore, everybody, song for all the folks back east. Come on, Maple City 4.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, just to show the blues away. Hallelujah, hallelujah, get you through the darkest day.
Maple City 4 on the top deck of the WLS Showboat, the floating palace of wonders. Docking at New York City. WLS Showboat, the floating palace of wonder, sailing out of New York Harbor and heading for home. First mate.
Aye, sir.
We certainly had a nice visit with the folks in New York, didn't we?
Aye, sir. Had a fine time, Captain, sir. But I'm anxious to get back home.
Well, cheer up, first mate. We're on our way. Just past Nantucket Island, so head right up the old North Atlantic around Nova Scotia, and we'll steam down the St. Lawrence River. And while we're sailing along, let's take it easy on the top deck while the Maple City Four harmonizes. Come on, boys.
Sailing, sailing over the bonny main, for many a stormy wind shall blow ere Jack comes home again. Sailing, sailing over the bonny main, there's many a stormy wind shall blow.
Deck of the WLS showboat.
Captain says.
What is it, first mate?
I want a new uniform.
Well, we're short of funds, first mate, and besides, that looks all right.
Well, I have to wear both sides of this one. That looks bad, sir.
Well, what do you have to wear both sides for?
Well, one side is the first mate side, sir, and the other side is the band uniform side, sir.
Yeah, well, what's wrong with it? Looks all right to me.
Well, the first mate side, sir, is all moth-eaten, sir, and the band uniform side, sir, is all rat-eaten, sir, and besides, it's beginning to look like a vest.
Well, I have it, first mate. Cheer up. Summer's coming, and then you won't have to wear a coat.
Captain, sir.
What is it, first mate?
We certainly made good time coming down to St. Lawrence. Well, here we are in Quebec.
Say, that's fine. Now we can get rid of that load of hogs. Hurry it up, first mate.
Second mate, Tom Corwin. Double up the hogs.
Come on.
The hog dropped, sir.
All right, first mate. Sailing down the St. Lawrence River and up into Lake Ontario, bound for home on the WLS showboat, the Floating Palace of Wonder. Come on, Jack and Dean, let's have a little song.
When the moon goes to shine, and then my heart goes to pine, and warm a blue ridge round at home. With the pine breezes swaying, and my hound on the bay, and that is where I long to roam. When the sun comes to beam, and then I start into dreaming of a place where flowers bloom. When I get back again, I'm gonna live till the end in my Blue Ridge Mountain home.
Jack and Jean on the WLS showboat. The WLS showboat, the Floating Palace of Wonder, sailing along Lake Erie.
Captain Safford, sir.
Yes, first mate.
We're sure having a beautiful trip tonight. Just look at that old moon shining up there and the reflection in the water.
We are sailing along on Moonlight Bay. We can hear the darky sing. They seem to say, you have stolen my heart.
That's fine, Jack and Jean. That sure is pretty, just sailing along, everything calm and peaceful, and not a thing to worry about, isn't it, first mate? First mate Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Yeah, what do you want?
First mate, what's the idea of that kind of talk? Don't you know you're addressing the captain?
That's not worrying me now. I'm going to strike, and so are the rest of the crew. That 25-cent raise you offered isn't enough.
Come now, boys. Come on. Let's not have any trouble. Let's talk it over.
That's all we've been doing. There's no use. Come on, boys. Are you with me? Let's try.
Well, that sure is a tough break, all right. Everybody's deserted me. Here I am all alone on the old showboat. All by myself. But look, here come the boys back again.
Say, Captain.
What is it, first mate?
The boys and me have decided that we'll come back without a raise. We hate to leave you all alone. So if you'll increase our grub to 4 pancakes instead of 3 for breakfast, and give us an extra string of sausages, we'll stick.
That's mighty nice of you, boys. You shall have your pancakes and your sausages.
We'll stay then,
more
Captain.
More sausage.
We'll stay then, Captain. Won't we, boys?
All right, first mate, head right up Lake Huron and bring the showboat down through Mackinac Strait into Lake Michigan, and we'll soon be home. Turn right in the old Chicago River, first mate. That's the way.
Here we are back home, Captain.
Sure enough. Tie right up at the old home dock at the foot of Clark Street. But just a minute before we go ashore. We have no troubles, have we, first mate?
Not a trouble, Captain.
All right, boys. Let's pack up our troubles and smile. That's the best way. Just smile.
Pack up your troubles in your own kit bag and smile, smile, smile. While you Lucifer delights your bag, smile, boys, and sunshine. What's the use of worrying? It never was worth.
showboat, the floating palace of wonder, back from another merry trip, back at the old home port, WLS Chicago, the Sears Roebuck Station.
Pretty Peggy, played by Emil Tennessee with Columbia Band. Spring Morning Serenade, played by Columbia Band.
Second is selection from A Country Girl, played by the London Regimental Band, Lambert Records.
The Dream of the Railroad Fiend, played by the Edison Military Band.
I'm Afraid to Come Home in the Dark, by Arthur Collins.
Waiting at the Dirt, sung by Ada Jones, Edison Records.
Old Daddy Pegleg, two-step, played by the New York Military Band, Edison Records.
I Told His Missus All About Him, sung by Helen Trix, Edison Records.
Selection from Dora Dora, played by Beth L. Osmond, the Banjo King.
The other side of this stamp of Columbia Record affords the best possible evidence of the quality of Columbia recording. It demonstrates the faithfulness of our reproduction of the singing voice, and it is typical of the quality of every record in the entire Columbia list. The standard price of 10-inch Columbia double disc records is 65 cents. As an interesting experiment, as well as a demonstration of the Columbia process of recording instrumental music, you will now hear some of the instruments of the Columbia Orchestra, commencing with the first violin and adding successively the second violin, the viola, cello, flute, bass, oboe, clarinet, bassoon, French horn, bell, cornet, and trombone. Listen carefully and see if you can detect the exact moment at which each instrument is introduced. Records may be played on either Columbia or Victor machine, and they will unfailingly outwear any other record.
The purpose of this record is to demonstrate the Columbia double disc record. It is not offered for sale. Columbia double disc record, music on both sides, a different selection on each side. Two records at a few cents above the price of one. They may be played on any disc machine, the Columbia graphophone or the Victor talking machine. And they give you double value for your money, plain as daylight. The music of Columbia Double Disc Records is the music itself, not merely our idea of what we can make the people think music ought to be. You are assured of as perfect a record on each side of the disc as you ever bought before under any name at any price. Perfect in surface, perfect in tone, and extraordinary in durability. The Columbia Double Disc Record will unfailingly outwear any other disc record. This statement has been proved over and over again, and it is easy enough for you to prove it for yourself. The Columbia process of recording, as developed especially during the last 2 years, produces a naturalness and roundness and perfection of tone that is positively unequaled in any other. The singing voice, as recorded in the Columbia Laboratory, is the living voice of the artist, clear, flawless, and natural. And from the simple brassy note of the bugle, to the delicate tone shading of the violin, Col- Columbia recording of instrumental music is marvelously true. Note the ringing clarity of the orchestra bells. The pure golden tone of the cornet. The dulcet blending of the flute and the violin. The bird-like warble of the piccolo. The stately sonority of the trombone. The reedy sweetness of the clarinet. And now, the splendid ensemble of the full orchestra. Columbia Double Disc Record. Double disc, double value, double wear, double everything except price. Don't put your record money into any other.
The Maxi. This record is issued by the Columbia Gramophone Company to teach the Maxi. Use it in connection with printed instructions which we furnish, prepared by Mr. G. Hepburn Wilson, the world's greatest authority in modern dancing. The music of this dance is in 2/4 time. The elemental step of the maxi is the well-known two-step. Is this slight difference? In doing the maxi two-step action, when you step out with leading foot, step out on the heel, as this is characteristic of the true maxi. The dance has 8 distinctive figures, dance with no pauses between the figures. Each figure should be carefully studied, memorized, and practiced from the printed instructions before attempting to dance them consecutively. Especially memorize the position of the body, arms, and hands in each figure. The first figure, starting in same position as in the one step, partners walk 8 steps, gentleman starting forward with his left foot, lady walking backwards starting with her right foot. Walk slowly in a decisive manner, swaying the body slightly with each step in perfect time with the music. Remember, one step to each count in this figure. Try it with music. Ready. 1, 2, 3, dance. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The second figure. Now begin the maxi two-step action, going to the gentleman's left first, and then to his right. Left, right, and so forth. Couple always turning to the right. Try it with music. Left, right, ready, dance. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. In extending arms to position, do it gracefully and not too quickly. In swaying body, do not exaggerate, but add to the dignity of the stately movement a graceful poise of the body. After doing figure 1 with figure 2, then try figure 2 with figure 3, figure 3 with figure 4, and so forth. Try any 2 figures together. Ready, dance. Thank you.
Oh.